There are two ways to propose amendments to the U.S. Constitution, right? Congress proposes, and delegates to the Article 5 Convention of States proposes. In both cases, the proposed amendments then go to the state legislatures. If 3/4 approve and ratify, it takes a spot in the Constitution. Been tried roughly 11,000 times, 27 have made it. But is there a third way? Why, yes, there is. And it's been successful many more times than either of the first two methods. My pocket constitution runs 33 pages of fairly small print. The one they use at the Library of Congress runs over 6,000 court decisions. United States Supreme Court and the federal courts and the courts of appeals. Those extra 6,000 pages list all those decisions that amend our constitution legally. Chief Justice John Roberts played fast and loose with the words tax and fee, and now we have Obamacare. Article 1, Section 1 of that same Constitution says that all legislative powers shall be vested in a Congress, a House, and a Senate. Let me look again. Nope, doesn't say court, supreme, or otherwise. In 1973, seven justices of the Supreme Court agreed that even though it doesn't say it, the Constitution does provide a right to privacy. And they struck down a Texas law that prevented Norma McCorvey from aborting her third child. The Roe v. Wade decision was challenged over the next 50 years and mostly upheld by using a Latin phrase, stare decisis, meaning it's already been decided that way, so we'll decide that way again. A Colorado district court ruled somewhat arbitrarily in November that Mr. Trump was not involved in an insurrection, and Section 3 of the 14th Amendment didn't apply to former presidents. The Colorado Supreme Court, a couple of weeks later, said he was and he did and he can't run. And they added that the Colorado Secretary of State wasn't allowed to count write-in votes for the Trumpster as well. Sounds a little legislative for a judicial decision, doesn't it? There seems to be something that a clarifying amendment could do to bring us back to the system of someone making the laws, someone else checking to see if they fit in the Constitution, and a third someone to keep the lights on. And nobody else creates laws except legislators. Not judges, not presidents, not the assistant to the assistant secretary of the department of your choice. The Constitution seems to be pretty clear that loopholes need to be plugged. Congress won't do that. It's up to us. The way we begin that process, the plugging part, is to sign the petition, demanding your state legislature approve a resolution calling for a convention of states. Next, make sure all your friends and relatives have signed too. Then we remind our state legislators that we are running this country and that they are our closest representatives, and we support their efforts. And tell them to have a belated Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, just like I'm telling you now. Find that petition at conventionofstates.com/events_petition. Like a friend of mine says, we've got a country to save. Blessings and stay frosty. I'm David Allen Punt.